the second hour of the program. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Back to your phone calls about whatever you want. Corby's in Florida, and you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Nick. Hey, Corby.
Hey, how you doing, guys? I have a quick request and a comment.
Okay, sure.
First, the comment. You know, it's funny, I listen to Coast, InfoWars, and your show, and the two strangest callers I've ever heard were first your ninja guy from Japan rules the European Illuminati, and then the call yesterday or the day before where the guy, it might have been Saturday, where the guy was the Bigfoot angel hybrid or whatever he was.
Yeah, he was pretty crazy. Yeah, we spent a good hour with him. If you're listening to this show and you missed Saturday night's show and you want to hear a real crazy caller, tune in to Saturday night's archive at freetalklive.com. This guy was a unique nutter. Yeah, I never heard anything like him. He believed he was a mix. Just to recap, he believed he was a mix of an angel and a human. And as you mentioned, Bigfoot played a role somehow in the whole process, and it was all very, very confusing.
This wasn't a cranker, though. I mean, he believed.
Oh no, he believes it. He's got a website to go along with the crack pottery. He's trying to sell a book, et cetera.
I would have been curious where the dinosaurs fell into that 540,000 years he was talking about.
No, you got to listen live. You know, if you want to encounter the opportunity to talk to people like that, that's the only way it happens. So what else, Corby?
Quick request. I know it's your website, and I have no right to, tell you what to do on your website, but I'm asking because I listen to your podcast at work, and while personally I'm all for seeing Mark Emery smoking a fatty, I have no problem with some of my work seeing me like activism or liberty, but, luckily nobody actually saw, but your homepage, I can hardly get a podcast. I have to make sure nobody's looking before I download because of the picture of Mark Emery. Maybe that picture was just a little lower than the direct podcast, but it's kind of hard.
So wait, are you not supposed to be listening to things like this at work?
I can, but the marijuana part just makes it, yes, I do smoke, and I don't want, it's just kind of, if somebody sees my screen with a big picture of a guy smoking a, half an ounce bogey, it kind of, that's not as easy to explain as liberty and activism. Like I said, yes, I'm all for activism, I'm all for less government intervention in our lives.
I see where you're coming from. I would suggest maybe bookmarking the podcast itself. That way you can just go straight to that without having to see Mark Emery's smiling face on the front of our website. You could do that as a solution. Eventually, we're going to have another guest on. I think Zebler is going to be on later this week. And that will likely supplant Mark at that point. And then you will see Zebler, for people that don't know, this is the guy, one of the two guys that was behind the Moonanite scare. Do you remember in Boston, like a year or two ago?
They posted the light bright boards with the Moonanites on them.
Yeah,
the police department freaked out and blew them up.
They shut down the entire city or something like that. A whole swath of the city, and they did send out the bomb squad.
They blew these things up.
Yeah, it was an amazingly insane police state kind of response. And then after the fact, as these guys were discovered to have been the culprits, they were not apologetic in any way, shape, or form. In fact, going so far as to make fun of the whole situation while they were being interviewed and joke and just completely parody the press. And it was amazing what they did. They did not kowtow to the man even after they had been outed, which a lot of people would. A lot of people, if they get caught by the cops for whatever.
Because they're scared if you look apologetic, people, people think that will get them out of trouble or get them a reduced sentence.
So we are expecting one of those two gents to be on the show with us this week. And so after probably Thursday or Friday, you won't see Mark's face on the front page.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Corby.
Just to get me in trouble at work, but thank you.
Yep, okay. No problem. Thank you, dude. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Of course, I don't like announcing guests in advance because things can always go awry, and maybe won't answer the phone or something like that. But nonetheless, now Zebler is going to be with us, one of the men behind the Moonanite scare, which it was a heroic act of I guess you can't really call it disobedience because I don't think they thought that it was going
to
be...
It was a marketing scheme was all it was. They weren't trying to cause any trouble.
But the way they handled themselves afterwards, I think, was particularly heroic. So
yeah, not bad. Standing your ground, that takes some guts, especially when a lot of politicians and police are...
They're angry.
They're out to hang you, basically.
Let's talk to Andy in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Nick. Hey, Andy.
Hey, guys. What's up?
What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, I just wanted to say my piece about the... using of things that are produced by coercion to gain freedom.
Like what?
Well, I'm sure you know what, because you've been commenting on this for the last little bit, too, and I got mixed up in it.
Oh, when you say I've been commenting on this, do you mean on the freekeen.com blog?
Yes.
Okay, well, let me recap then for our listeners that have no idea what you're talking about, which would be almost all of them. We're talking about a conversation that has been going on for the last 24 hours at the freekeen.com blog on the most recent article, We Need In and Out. It's an article about by Andrew Carroll about how he thinks that both types of activism, both inside the system and outside the system, political and civil disobedience, those different types of activism are necessary in order to achieve a voluntary society. And I think he does a very good job of explaining himself there. The comments later on begin to devolve into a discussion that maybe could be called heated. I don't know. You know how those internet discussions can go.
Not really. It just is.
Yeah. A discussion about the viability or the liberty-orientedness or the voluntariousness of utilizing a resource that is essentially created by the state. And what we're talking about specifically in the discussion is a cable access channel here in Keene, New Hampshire, called Cheshire TV. And the individual, George, who was taking the you guys are immoral position, was saying that, well, it's immoral to utilize this resource because it was funded, you know, it's a government essentially created entity, created through some sort of coercion. In this case, it was the Time Warner Company that was wanting to be the cable provider for the area, and as part of the what they call a franchise agreement, which is Time Warner contracting with the city. I mean, at the threat of violence, of course.
Right, and then when you jump to the obvious one and say, well, if you're against using things that are funded by coercion, what are you doing on the road? And then you get the, oh, but I need that. You know, it's true. You do need that. So basically, what I want to say tonight is, we're all going to end up using some of these things. It's so pervasive in this society that we really can't avoid it. I think that picking at people for which ones they may or may not use is just not productive. I mean,
well, but his point
is, if the average person walked up to you and started giving you a hard time about this, then you know that would tell me that we've been doing our job right, and people are starting to get it.
Yeah.
And then those things would start to go away.
Well, what his suggestion was that his suggestion is, and some voluntarists take this position, but not all of them. His suggestion was that by utilizing a public resource like Cheshire TV or public your local public access channel, you're somehow sending a secret message out into the world that and I'm not using his terms here. I'm paraphrasing, but essentially that you're suggesting that the system is legitimate, that you're legitimizing the violence by your use of the products of that violence. And
well, my position on that is I'm just trying to get back what was taken from me, and to some degree, whenever I am, you know.
And I think that's a legitimate position.
To the level of using something like that.
I think that's a legitimate position to be coming from. The gang has extracted money from you, and they've essentially left these things out for you to either choose to use or to not. And I don't think there's anything inherently wrong with reclaiming your stolen funds. I think there might be something wrong with taking more than was stolen.
Wonder, though, if the state, because I've collected some unemployment insurance recently, being, you know, in the automotive industry. I was. Mm-hmm. Now I'm back in retail marketing. Anyway, you know, I wonder how the state feels when they look at their statement from their little card they gave me for unemployment and see contributions to the Campaign for Liberty and things like that. I like to needle him a little bit.
I hope so. I don't see anything objectionable with doing that at all. Thank you for the call tonight. More on the way here, 800-259-9231. I'll let you chime in on this here in a moment. Nick, more coming up. It's Free Talk Live with your thoughts as well.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit idstronghold.com. Here you will find radio blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit idstronghold.com. That's idstronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features there completely free, so enjoy those, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photos. You can see those, and validated video is now an option as well at shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. And check out the Lowcountry Liberty Report. This Ridleyographer from Savannah, Georgia, focuses on pro-freedom issues from around the country. Liberty-oriented reports for liberty-minded folk. He doesn't pretend to be unbiased in his reporting, and he does try to add some humor into every report. So find his videos at lclreport.com. That's lclreport.com. You can also join his LCL group on Facebook or Twitter, lclreport.com. And the gentleman behind that, Taryn, really nice guy, principal dude, Free State Project member. I think he's actually coming up here to New Hampshire this weekend, which will be cool because he's a good guy.
And he does help out our show. He helps out Free Minds.
He's a sponsor?
Free Minds TV. Yep, he has sponsored, and he's been giving us $5 a month for a couple of years now, I think.
Good guy. LCLReport.com. Just to break down a little bit more into this discussion, because I wanted to make sure you had a chance to add your thoughts in, the debate was getting hot and heavy on the Freekeen.com comments today on the We Need In and Out article right at the top about whether or not people who consider themselves voluntarists, and Nick, you don't.
I don't, so it's kind of...
You're an anarchist.
Right, so I'm not going to approach the argument from the position of I'm trying to defend, you know, an absolutely stateless society.
But you're generally opposed to the idea of coercion and all of that,
yeah.
And you can certainly acknowledge that a public access channel exists because of some level of coercion, because the cable company in your area was forced to deal with the local government because they're not going to be allowed to just go string up their lines on the poles. If they try to do that, someone's going to stop them. So they went to the government, they got into a franchise agreement, and in many cases around the country, part of the franchise agreement is that they have to provide channel space on their system for what's called a public access channel. And the way public
and
access...
They provide funding, too, just to be clear. That's where the money comes
correct.
From.
Correct. So they have to extract a certain percentage from their customers and pass that on to the public access channel. The public access channel, in case you don't know, basically has to allow whatever you want to put on the air. If you walk in with some sort of programming and you live in the area that they serve, then they have to take it from you and they have to put it on. That's just the way that system works. And so we were going back and forth, myself and this gentleman named George, were going back and forth on this issue, and he was saying, well, the ends never justify the means, suggesting that he understands that there's value in getting the message of freedom out to people, and that's what I use the public access system for. I put things that I find interesting on there for people to watch. Things like, you guys do Free Minds TV, but I put things on like I put on Ridley Reports in the past, and I know Dave Ridley does that too, one of the local activists here. There's Stefan Molyneux, all kinds of neat, Fully Informed Jury Association, neat video that is about freedom and freedom-oriented topics, and it gets it out to an audience that would otherwise not really be exposed to persuasive messages like that. But he says, oh, well, that doesn't matter because, you know, the means never justify the ends, suggesting that somehow I'm validating the violence inherent in the system by walking in there and putting a program on the air. So, your thoughts?
I think it's ridiculous. I mean,
yeah.
What purpose is being served by somebody, you know, if all the liberty activists in Keene, New Hampshire refused to use a public access station, would it make it go away?
No.
It would still be there. The money's already been appropriated, in fact, so you get into all kinds of sticky issues if you try to undo the coercion in this case, because I believe that the agreement that they were essentially Time Warner was forced into to do business in Keene ran for a number of years, so... For however many years they're going to provide the channel, they're going to provide a certain amount of money for them to run the channel, and that's already been done.
Right, so, and there's no continued coercion against any other entity except for Time Warner. The customers themselves aren't being coerced against. I think it'd be a real tough argument to make to say that the customers are being threatened with violence.
No, I mean, they're being forced to pay for that channel.
If they have cable television.
If they have cable, just like you're forced to pay for the basic package. There's no a la carte menu that you can pick from. There is a basic package that you have to buy from a cable company. And I doubt there would be a public access channel on there if it wasn't for the government intervention in the first place. But it's there. There's a channel space open. There's a channel that runs. Quite a few people in this community watch it. And it serves no purpose to avoid using what's already there. I mean, I just can't understand how is anybody going to realize what you're trying to say by not using the public access station if you don't have any platform from which you can speak.
Well, and he suggested that there were platforms out there, and I asked him specifically in the cable television arena, because we're already on the radio, we've already got a newspaper, so you can't suggest those things. In the arena of cable television, what other platforms are there for us to get a pro-liberty message out? And he didn't answer that question. He said, oh, that would be appropriate for another time, another place. I said, well, great. I'm looking forward to you explaining that to me, because from my perspective, it only seems like there are two other options. Now, there are other options. I'll agree with that. But the other options are prohibitively expensive. One of them would be to approach your local cable company and go to the business, whatever salespeople they have, and say, how much would it cost for me to have my own 24/7 channel? Now, what do you think? I mean, speculate, Nick. What do you think that would cost?
How much money would it cost?
Yeah.
To run it at the same quality as a public access channel, or at a quality that would be commercially acceptable?
Just for the access. Just for the... You're not talking about... I'm not talking about the studio or the programming or any of those sides of things. What you have to do to get on a cable system is show them the money, right?
Millions.
So
many millions.
I don't know if it'd be millions. I'd say maybe a few $1,000 a month, probably at the very least, a few grand
a month.
To get the access to the channel, then you have to generate your
programming.
They're
going to have quality requirements. I mean, they're not going to let just anybody throw anything they want on for a few $1,000s a month.
Good point. You're right. They're not going to want a still screen with graphics. Then again, if you pay them enough, they might go ahead and give you the channel space.
It has to be quite a bit, though.
Either way you slice it, if it's crappy programming or great programming, they're going to charge you. As you don't have the HBO name, you don't have the ESPN name, and you're not going to be able to just get in on your merits. So you're going to have to come with money in hand. So that's one option. The other option would be to find another channel that's produced locally and maybe offer them some money for their airtime. And there are no other channels in New Hampshire that are produced locally, with the exception of an ABC affiliate over in Manchester.
I think there is actually an NBC affiliate.
Is there? Okay.
It used to be Channel 13. They're kind of like New Hampshire and Vermont News and things.
I've never heard of them. So, and those guys already have programming 24 hours a day. They are network affiliates, and those networks, ABC and NBC and all those folks, send them programming. And in the hours that the networks aren't sending programming, they've got syndicated programs and stuff like that. If you come to them and say, I want to get an hour of your programming on, because you wouldn't have to do 24 hours a day. You could just, buy 2 hours a week or something like that and air your programming there. Odds are good it's going to be in the overnight shift. You're not going to be able to take out Lost on Sunday nights or whatever it is, The Simpsons. You're not going to be able to override that. So you're going to get some sort of crap can position in the schedule, and they're going to charge you through the nose.
Yeah, and it goes beyond just public access TV. I mean, as the last caller pointed out, he was, on unemployment benefits. Well, that's insurance that he was forced to buy. That's what the unemployment payments that they take out of your paycheck are. And I see no problem with using that either, to be perfectly honest.
I agree. It may be distasteful. You may not want to do it, but there's nothing immoral about it. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Thomas Jefferson once said, when the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country. The economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people had trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code radio and receive a limited time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. Tonight it is Ian with you.
And Nick.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And features including live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show, a dial-up version, even a webcam, all free at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. Right back to your phone calls we go to Jesse in Oregon. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Jesse.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I listen on the podcast the next day every day. And,
yes, sir.
So I just barely caught your conversation, and I'm not 100% aware of the particulars, but I just wanted to say that when it comes to these things like public access television or going on unemployment, I mean, you really just have to pick your battles. I mean, you could be, if you want to be as principled as possible, you've got to live in the woods, you know, because you can't go on a road, you can't send a letter through U.S. mail, you need a social security number for a lot of things, you know. So, I mean, you really just got to pick your battles, and I don't think public access TV is really one worth fighting over.
No, I don't think it is either. I mean, as Nick pointed out, it's there, the deal's done, the entity exists, and whether you use it or not, it will continue in its existence. So why not put your message out there? I think the whole suggestion that you're legitimizing the violence or whatever is going to be completely lost on the average viewer. The average viewer is going to be coming across whatever the liberty-oriented programming is, and hopefully they'll be thinking about the ideas presented there, not about all the political ramifications of what the Public Access Channel is and how it was formed and how, by submitting programming to it, you're validating its violent history.
Nobody who's not a liberty activist is going to be thinking anything about that.
No, and I don't even think about that stuff. I mean,
I've heard the arguments before, and I know that Lee, who is the station manager for the local public access channel, he has had his own, you know, he's had to go through this argument with some of the liberty activists in Keene who also use, you know, they help make our show, or they, you know, they sort of work on some level with Cheshire TV, but they still want to have the argument about it, and it's not really a fruitful argument. I mean, you can talk all you want about how it would be better if it didn't exist, but then why are you participating in it? Because some of the people who are criticizing it are also participating in it. I just don't see what that's helping.
Yeah, it's the same suggestion that voting, and this suggestion was made in this comment thread over at freekeen.com, but, you know, the same old suggestion that by participating in the voting system, you are inherently endorsing the system, or you are, you're propagating it. And I think that's fallacious as well, because, again, even if we all just decided tomorrow to say, okay, no more voting, we've decided that, you know, these guys are right that are saying that we're endorsing the system by voting, so we're just going to not vote anymore, it's not going to end. The bureaucrats are still going to come out and vote for themselves. The idea of zero voting turnout is pretty ludicrous.
Because the people who work for government turn out and vote.
And their families and their friends.
Yeah, that's certainly the case, at least here in Keene, when it's a local election.
It's the case
only.
Everywhere. What government bureaucrat isn't going to come out and vote for their job? Or vote for an increase, or whatever, to vote to perpetuate their system.
At least a councilman, or whoever the representatives are, they're going to come out and vote for themselves.
And
presumably.
I'm not like Mark, to where I care whether you vote or not, because Mark recently got into a big huff, both on air and off the air. And I won't say on the air what he was saying last night about certain people that that don't vote, but suffice it to say he's still of the mindset that if you don't vote, you're stabbing your neighbor in the back. And
it does aggravate me when people it aggravates me personally when people move here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project and then decide they'll take the principled stand of not voting, or what they see as the principled stand of not voting. And in some cases, I mean, if you're talking about local races here in Keene or in some of the towns around New Hampshire, there are actually enough activists that if they all did go out and vote, some of the ones that don't, they could potentially actually sway an election. You're talking about elections where maybe 1,000 people vote.
Maybe so, but for all the whining Mark does about it, he could be working on recruiting his political guys and have them come in and vote. I mean, there are enough people.
If people don't want to vote, it's their vote, and
right.
they can abstain. I mean, that's just as legitimate a choice as saying yes or no, or I choose candidate A or candidate B.
There are enough people that are interested in politics that will come and vote, I think, over time, so I don't think that's a real issue. Taking issue with 5 voluntarists because they aren't showing up at your election is, I think it's a little petty. I really do. And saying that you aren't going to support them simply because they won't engage in this one particular political process that you value, I think is also petty. But if people are going to be petty, that's their decision. Any other thoughts for us tonight?
Yeah, I actually had called to talk to you guys a little bit about technology.
Yes, sir.
And first off, I'm not a Linux guy, so get that out of the way.
Okay.
But first off, most of your technology calls seem to be Linux-oriented, so that's why I said that. But anyways, first off, I was going to say there's this would be really good for civil disobedience-type things, and what it is you can buy a camera for under $50 that is hidden inside of a pen. Granted,
yes.
you wouldn't be able to use it, you know, like, as evidence if you don't tell them you're filming them or whatever, but,
sure,
good thing to have.
I completely agree, and I'm surprised it hasn't happened more often here yet in New Hampshire. I think that's going to be coming, where people keep getting shut down, activism gets halted because the government bureaucrats will stop anybody from coming into a certain area with a video camera. That would be a way to get around that.
Yeah, the technology is getting very, very cheap now. So.
Yeah, well, like, what, $100, $150 for one of those pen cams or something?
You can get them at under $50 now.
Wow, that's incredible. I mean, I don't know what the quality is there, but...
Probably very poor, but still, you know, I mean...
Well, that's the thing you're dealing with. I mean, there's going to be there's not going to be much return on investment if you pay more, because when you're talking about camera systems... You have to talk about physics and how light enters the iris of the camera. So
yeah, you want a larger lens.
Right, you need to have a large lens to get a really good picture, and with one of those mini systems, it's just not going to look great any way you slice it. So you just have to realize that going into it.
Mm-hmm. All right, second off, have you ever heard of the iFi SD card?
Yes, it's an SD card that has the ability to upload via wireless connection if one is present. Is that correct?
Yes. See, I never hear about the activists using them, and so I was wondering if they even knew about them, because a lot of times you'll hear about lost footage. And I mean, granted, there isn't a wireless connection everywhere, but it's a wonderful thing that people should look into if they're doing any sort of camera activism.
Does it have the ability to upload to any open Wi-Fi network, or do you have to specifically configure it to only go on certain networks?
I'm pretty sure you got to set it up ahead of time. I don't know if it'll just search for any open network.
So that could be problematic then. I mean, unless you happen to know what Wi-Fi networks are where you're planning on being to do your activism, then it may not do you much good.
Which brings me to my third thing, which is the Google Android operating smartphone, the smartphone operating system.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an application on there that if you have cell phone service, you press a button and your phone is now a Wi-Fi hotspot.
Oh, wow, that's pretty sweet.
So you'd have the iFi, the Wi-Fi hotspot, straight to Quik.com from your high-quality camera, you know?
So what you're saying is if you've got a cell phone signal with this Google Android operating system, you can make your Android phone into a Wi-Fi connection for anybody else.
You can connect
your
laptop to it. You can connect somebody else's smartphone to it.
That's pretty awesome.
Know? Yeah, and it's
So you're sharing. You're basically sharing your connection, your cell phone internet connection with anyone else.
Right, your smartphone's connection. Right.
Yes.
So basically, you're connecting to the internet through a cell phone tower still, but essentially, somebody else can just connect
through your phone
to that tower to the web.
Indeed.
Pretty cool. Now, is that with any Google Android operating system phone?
Well, as long as it has a Wi-Fi radio in it.
Got it.
Yeah.
Cool tech tips. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. And hopefully you'll be coming here to New Hampshire where you can actually talk to the activists yourself and give them these ideas. I mean, because some of them don't listen to the show. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And these are some of the innovations that you're going to start seeing utilized as more people start coming here and bringing their ideas into the mix. It's one of the reasons why this is the most exciting liberty movement on the planet.
In an instant, the world changed for Lieutenant General Michael O'Neill. His staff shot before his eyes, arrested for war crimes. He now faces a short, one-sided trial. The boundaries blur, the chaos returns. Somebody is going to die. The long-awaited sequel to Hell's Fair, The Eye of the Storm, by New York Times best-selling author John Ringo, from Bain Books. Remember, if you don't like your world, visit one of ours at Bain.com.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it is Ian with you.
And Nick.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, and if you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So if that's valuable to you and you want to get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more, get over to amp.freetalklive.com, learn more, get signed up. That's amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue taking your calls, we'll go to Paul in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Paul. Paul in Texas. Hello? Hey, you're on the air.
Okay, thank you.
What's on your mind today, Paul?
I'd like to talk about the Texas School Board of Education.
Sure.
There's an interesting bit that I found out by watching Fox News the other day, and that is that the Texas Board is not making it mandatory that each public school in Texas has to teach religion.
How do you feel about that?
Well, I'm pretty pissed off about it.
Yeah? What are you going to do?
There's nothing that we really can do right now other than boycotting it, but there's...
Do you have kids, Paul?
No, I'm actually a high schooler myself.
Oh, okay. All right. So you are in the government education system then?
Yes.
So is this going to be something that affects younger kids, or is it going to be high school only? Do you know what the parameters are?
I'm not 100% sure. I've got to look that up. I just heard about it.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Minutes ago.
I'll tell you what. We'll give you the details because I've got the story. Thank you for the call tonight. The story is from KLTV in White House, Texas, where the school year is almost here, and if the literature of the Bible isn't already offered in your child's school, it will be this fall. Books are a common sight in classrooms around the nations, but the Bible is one book that's not. Come this fall, Texas law says that all public schools must offer information relating to the Bible in their curriculum. So all public schools. At all levels. by the end of the year, when they what they begin to realize is that it's pervasive. You can't get away from it. The kids came back and were like, it's everywhere, said John Keeling, the social studies chair at White House High School. White House already offers a Bible elective. The purpose of a course like this isn't even really to get kids to believe it, per se. It's just to appreciate the profound impact that it has had on our history and our government.
Arguably, the Torah had just as much impact since Christianity grew out of Judaism.
Where's the Torah class?
Yeah, where's the Quran class? The Quran has had a major impact on world history.
Now, when I was in high school, there was a world religion class that was
a
possibility.
We had a similar. We did discuss religion in school, but we were studying it in social studies, and we did a comparative. It wasn't like
a wider perspective.
It wasn't like this is Bible class. We talked about, well, this is what Christians believe, and this is what Jews believe, and Buddhists. We went through that, and we talked about some of the more major perspectives that people hold in the world. And I think, you know, I think that's valuable, but I think this is really a problem because it is a public school, and essentially people of all religions are being forced to send their kids to classes that teach them specifically about the Bible. And it doesn't sound like any other religion, just the Bible.
The law was passed in 2007. That'll be the first school year it's enforced because the bill says that it doesn't take effect until the 2009-10 school year. It's gained mixed reactions from East Texans. Local Tyler resident Laura Tucker says, I think it's a good thing because a lot of kids don't have that experience. And they already want to take prayer out of school as it is, and you see where our kids are ending up. And then someone else, Havis Tatum, disagrees with Tucker, saying, I don't want anybody teaching their religious beliefs to my child unless they want to send their child to my house and let me teach them my religious views. There is no difference. Now, I would say that's a pretty persuasive point. But it won't matter because they will be doing this. And if you don't like it, you'll be forced to pay for it. So, tough. Right? I mean, if you don't want to pay for this indoctrination of the youth of Texas with the Bible in this Bible class, the only thing you can do is either leave Texas or not pay property taxes. And if you don't pay property taxes, they'll kick you out of your home.
It would be nice to believe that this is going to be presented objectively and that they're not going to be saying, well, this is the Bible and this is how the world was created. And, you know, this is the guiding force behind world history and U.S. history. But that's probably what's going to happen. I doubt that in many, I mean, it's got to be applied at all schools in Texas, and I doubt that it's going to be applied in such a way that it's an academic discussion about how the Bible has affected world history, where people can disagree and have an intellectual conversation about it.
Maybe you could, and I think there certainly are going to be some classrooms where that happens, I'm sure, but what about elementary school? I mean, what kind of perspective are the elementary school kids really going to be given on the Bible from a world perspective?
Yeah, and it bothers me. I mean, even if you were going to do that, it still bothers me because it's Bible class.
Right. You're
what if
singling
I don't believe in the Bible? What if I'm a Mormon and I believe that the
Absolutely.
Book of Mormon is the actual true revelation? So,
well, you can always pull your kids from government school, but that still doesn't solve the problem of the fact that as a Mormon, you'd still be paying to indoctrinate every other kid in the county in which you live.
Right.
So there is no getting away from the fact that these government schools are doing things with your money that you may completely disagree with, yet you're forced to, at the threat of violence against your family, you're forced to pay for them. And I actually have an email that ties in here. And Powell says, my hatred for property tax came up in conversation with a libero, socialist, unclear classification friend of mine. I told him it wasn't fair. Why should I be forced to pay for other people's kids' education, which apparently most of my property taxes go to? His response was that he said, well, don't you and society in general benefit from an educated population, and therefore don't you receive value in return for your ever-increasing property taxes? Powell said, I disagree with him, but I had a hard time coming up with a quick and well-reasoned retort to that. And I think the quick retort is, your friend there is presuming you value the education that's being given. Sure, who wants to have a bunch of numbskulls dragging their arms on the ground, walking around, not able to do simple math? I understand that nobody wants that, and I'll agree with that point. But what I don't want is the kind of indoctrination that is going on at these schools. I'm not interested in paying to have kids indoctrinated and inculcated with the belief that government can solve problems, that government is good and government is great, and I certainly don't want them indoctrinated with some sort of alternate religious belief, and I don't want to have to pay for those things. Is that unreasonable of me?
It's not unreasonable. I think it's easy. The best thing to do in this circumstance, I think, is to point out that, well, yes, I do value the effects, the benefits that come to society from a well-educated populace. That's why I think that the current government school system's a bad way to do it. Because they do a pretty good job of indoctrinating people, but you don't really learn all that much in a government high school for the amount of time that you put in. At least that's been my experience, is that it's just... it's one size fits all, and it's not an environment that works well for a lot of kids, and it's a system that's not designed to work effectively.
The numbers show it. I mean,
there's no incentive there. The parents don't have to be pleased with the public school system they have. They're forced to pay for it one way or the other. And sure, you can pay to send your kids to private school if you really don't like the public school that your kid, education that your kids are getting that much, but you still have to pay for everyone else's public school education, as well as your kids' education at a private institution or at a different public school, if you have the money to pay for it.
Yeah, the issue is choice, pure and simple. Shouldn't parents and people that don't have kids be free to choose what education models they want to support? What is the justification for forcing everyone to pay for, as you're saying, this one-size-fits-all model that is a relatively disagreeable model? I mean, between all kinds of different interest groups, they will never all agree on the curriculum. You'll never get everyone to come to an agreement on, okay, this is what should be taught.
And I have to say, I mean, I don't just find myself disagreeing with, you know, the side that pushes curriculum like this, a Bible class in Texas. I disagree with the far other extreme of the spectrum, where people want religion completely removed. In all, you know, they don't believe that kids should be able to pray if they want to in public mm-hmm. school, because they believe that somehow that violates their rights if their child sees someone else praying if they want to. So, you know, I think there's all kinds of interest groups that are pushing, in many cases, very extreme positions. And I don't think it would be that big a deal to a lot of people if they actually had a choice on where they sent their kids. I think it's a big deal because, you know, there are some atheist parents out there who don't want the idea of creation brought up at all to their kids.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some Christian parents out there who don't want the idea of Darwin brought up at all. And if they
should all get what they want.
They should all get what they want, and they could
in the
free marketplace.
And the one thing to add to this is that Powell says that he is a first-time property owner now and is getting hit hard by the reality of property taxes,
yeah.
And that he and his wife are currently childless. And so that could be one of the ways that your neighbor or your friend or whatever is coming from to suggest that, well, you know, you still benefit, even though you guys don't have kids, you still benefit by kids being educated. Great. I'm happy to contribute money to the education of children in the way I think is best. Just because I don't have kids doesn't mean that I wouldn't find a school that I really like and contribute to them if I have the freedom to choose. Hour 3's coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.